Coming to the United States for the first time are a series of works by urban artists from Iran expressing culture, youth, revolution, and hope. From the streets of Iran, works on paper by urban artists from Iran is a new exhibit opening tonight at Crew West Gallery in Los Angeles. The five artists represented have shown their works in Europe and Australia to rave reviews. Their art, which are graffiti works on paper, reflect themes seen in American urban art and graffiti, but with a unique Iranian twist. Inside Iran, graffiti is considered a political crime and captures common critiques of a mostly young society. One of the artists, SOT, says he likes to use the wall as a medium because, quote, I like how walls can speak for me. The exhibit is being curated by Shervin Shahbazi, who has curated a number of exhibitions in L.A. over the last 10 years. The exhibit, From the Streets of Iran, opens this evening at Crew West, 110 Winston Street in L.A., and shows through September 26th. The opening reception is tonight at 6 p.m. Shervin Shahbazi joins me in studio. Welcome to Uprising.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. So this is, I mentioned, the first time these artists are having their work exhibited. They're not going to be here themselves,
correct,
but their art is coming. Tell us a little bit about who these, they're all men, and they're all young men, I understand?
Yes. They range from 19 to 26 years old. And they're all in Iran. They can't be here for various reasons, you know, some of which is short time, you know, short budget.
Sure.
Yes.
But also the messages that they put out in their art. I mean, graffiti is considered even here still a subversive type of art, one that can get you in trouble, of course. How do they express their art in Iran? Is it in exhibitions or is it literally on the streets and in the walls?
I think it's going through the same process that graffiti artists go everywhere. And, you know, as you remember here, a few years ago, graffiti artists wouldn't have any gallery exhibits until, you know, some of them started showing in galleries. And then now, you know, it's more of a gallery thing, and basically the street's a gallery and the gallery is a gallery. And Iranians are going through the same thing. So they were primarily working on the streets, and, you know, I think as they got better in technique and as they got a little more mature, then they started having gallery shows. So they had one in Tehran in February, and it's basically the same artists that are in the show we are having right now.
Was that the first time that there was a gallery exhibit of graffiti in Iran?
You know, I'm not sure if it's the first time, but it was the first time for these five artists who got together and had this exhibit. And, you know, from what they told me and from photographs I've seen, it looks like it was received pretty well.
What is I mean, how did they translate their works from the wall onto paper?
You know, I think they, one of the things that they all do and one of the ways they all learn is by looking at the artists outside of Iran, because they make relationships on the internet with practically artists in any country that, you know, there's graffiti in. And that's
so they share their art as well that way?
Exactly. So they share their art. They comment on each other's works. They learn from each other. I had one of my friends who is a very experienced silkscreen artist look at this works, and he said that he actually just now learned a new technique. And that's what happens. You know, they go back and forth and they learn from each other.
And what led you to curate such an exhibition? And is this the first time you've curated one of urban art?
So correct. Well, you know, I always look at the artist works in Iran. I'm very much interested in contemporary art. Contemporary art in Iran has grown a lot in the past few years. And, you know, I had come across graffiti art in Iran because about 10, 12 years ago, they started putting it on the internet. And that's my only way of seeing this, because up until maybe a year ago, there was actually no books on contemporary art in Iran anywhere. There was only one catalog from a show in London, and that was all you had. But it basically, on the internet, you know, I watched this and it caught my eye, and I noticed that the images that these graffiti artists use are so different than what I'm used to seeing, or we're used to seeing driving around in the streets here. And that's what got my attention. And I basically, for that reason, I wanted to do an introduction to the work that the graffiti artists in Iran do. And honestly, I thought my only audience is going to be the other graffiti artists and people who are just interested in that until this election and the post-election events in Iran happened. And all of a sudden, it took a life of its own and became something a little more.
And let me tell listeners again, the exhibit is called From the Streets of Iran, Works on Paper by Urban Artists from Iran. It's opening tonight at Crew West Gallery, 110 Winston Street in L.A. It shows through September 26th. There's an opening reception tonight at 6 p.m. at Crew West. Let's talk about some of the themes that that the art does represent of these five young men. You mentioned the election, of course, which threw Iran into the world scene nothing we've seen in the last few years. There's one piece that caught my eye by one of the artists. Well, the acronym is FRZ.
Correct.
Did you say that as FRZ? Or?
Yeah, I would say the same, yes.
And his piece is this really tongue-in-cheek piece of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad holding up a picture of Mousavi, his main rival, with a peace sign, smiling, and it says, "Where is my vote?" under that.
Yeah, you know, actually, we don't have that piece in the exhibit because he just did it recently, and he uses it mostly online, and I think he made some stickers. But yeah,
yes, because the movements just happened. I mean, the election just happened in June.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing about it, because you know, we started this process months ago, and when the election happened, you know, I'm sitting here in LA, and you know, being older, I'm hoping these guys do some work that relate to the political events in Iran. And, you know, they all are on internet. They have multiple pages. So I keep watching, and I'm waiting to see what happens, and I don't want to be the one to ask them. So wouldn't you know it, if just a few days after the election, I saw somebody post a note or a comment on one of these guys' Facebook pages that literally said, "We did our job, now it's your turn." And then the flood of the political work started coming in. I'm not saying that's because of that one person's comment, but it's just basically the sentiment that they all shared, and they were probably already busy, you know, trying to put work together. But the situation changed every day, so it was hard to keep up.
Right. Well, as everywhere, artists reflect the themes that they see around them, the social issues that they see around them. Another one by the same artist particularly caught my eye, and you can tell me if it's in the exhibit or not, Che Guevara getting married to Mona Lisa.
Yes, that is in the exhibit. It's called The Newlyweds, and that's one of the ones that actually caught my eye too, because the first time I saw it, the only thing I could think was,
what's
going on? I
can't
finish
there?
My phrase there, because I don't know how he came up with that, but I think, you know, that just the fact that everybody, you know, Che's image everywhere, and, you know, he's an art student himself, so he put two and two together and used his icons and came up with something new.
Two of the most famous icons in the world, the male and the female icons. My guest is Shervin Shahbazi, who is the curator of the exhibit From the Streets of Iran that's opening tonight at Crew West Gallery. Five artists, five young men, 19 through 26, being their work being exhibited outside Iran, well, in the U.S. for the very first time. One of the artists named, who goes by MAD, M-A-D, and they all go by three-letter acronyms, I should say.
Yeah.
Has some very interesting pieces as well. Some of them, these amazing pictures of just the faces of Iranian men, of older Iranian men. What do you think he's trying to capture there?
You know, I think a lot of these artists, you know, like any other artist anywhere, they have this little circle of friends. And his portraits that he's done in stencil are based on another artist's work that's a photographer. So, and he does give them credit wherever he puts it. And I think, you know, a lot of these young artists, especially when, you know, you work on the street and, you know, want to communicate to people, they already have issues with social matters and poverty and lack of freedom and all. So, you know, they all search for images that can relay that, and I think that's one of those.
S.O.T. has a piece of a monkey wearing a suit pointing to the McDonald's golden arches that actually are actually, I think, a banana peel. What's going on there? It's just called, those, that's a piece called McDonald's.
Yeah, those are Warhol's bananas. And I think somebody in Iran started using that in graffiti work, and a bunch of these guys started using that banana in different ways. And
would it be a stretch to say this is a statement on globalization?
It definitely is okay. A statement on globalization.
There are also images of the sort of rebellion on the streets, images of law enforcement versus protesters. Are those some of the newer images, or will they be part of the exhibit?
Those are some of the newer images. The one that we have is gun versus camera.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all done after the election and what.
And Guns versus Cameras by the artist who goes by the name Icy, I-C-Y, of a paramilitary man kneeling on the ground, pointing a very, very large gun right into the face of a young man with a camera. What's going on there?
I think it's all about making a point that we are watching and we are getting these images out. And as everybody knows, they have been coming out. And you know, and this graffiti show is a sample of that, that we actually have physical work to show now.
Shervin, what do you know of how this art is seen inside Iran by the older generation?
You know, not living there. I can't really, state facts. But I know that a lot of people, if anything, they have some sympathy. And, if just like here, if they post wheat paste or, tag somewhere that, there's upper class or, much so-called cleaner areas, I'm sure people will be offended.
And what is the scene? I mean, here, of course, in the U.S., graffiti culture came very much out of the and is very much a part of hip-hop culture in the United States. Is that the same in Iran, or is it also linked to punk music? Because from reading the statements of these artists, it sounded as though they were into punk bands.
Well, graffiti didn't start in Iran post-Islamic Republic, because I was in Iran during the revolution, and I've actually seen, what is called graffiti art now, especially during the revolution in Iran. And it's basically taken a new life. And so, through these artists looking at everything, and then, the American cultural expansionism, I have to say, everything makes it there. And therefore, you can't really sometimes tell the difference. Because some of them like punk and some of them like hip-hop. And,
Have any of these guys ever gotten into trouble with the law? Because it is considered a political offense.
Well, I talked to FRZ just recently, and I asked him about what they can post on the walls. And he said as long as it's not political or has sexual content, they probably wouldn't get in trouble. But political one, they would go after. But at the same time, the government has bigger fish to fry, so it's kind of not on their agenda right now to go after every one of them.
And these artists are also incorporating, I understand, some cultural aspects and aspects of the traditional cultures of Iran, even poetry by Rumi. Can you talk about how some of these young artists are actually trying to keep Iranian traditional life through their modern art?
Well, in Iran, one thing that I can tell you for a fact, the culture is very much literature is a big part of the culture, and it's passed on generation to generation. And I'm not surprised at all that, once you young people reach an age where they can appreciate that, they would incorporate that in their work.
Shervin Shahbazi, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck this evening and for the rest of the exhibit. And I should mention you have another one opening called Traces of Being, Iran in the Passage of Memories, also opening today. And that is opening at the Morona Kiang Gallery, 218 West 3rd Street at the Bradbury Building. We'll put information about both the exhibits on our website later today. Thanks so much, Shervin.
Thank you very much, Sonali.
And by the way, the Crew West Gallery is at 110 Winston Street in L.A. and the opening reception is tonight at 6 p.m. For Sonali, subversive thought for the day, Pablo Picasso once said, "We all know that art is not truth. Art is a lie that makes us realize truth, at least the truth that is given us to understand." That's Pablo Picasso. That's Sonali, subversive thought for the day.